questions from the members of the public. I've got written questions, and I've got one from Mr. Paul Goussant. Would you like to stand up to the microphone, press the button, and ask your question, please?
As it's now more than a year since the Council's tender notice of 3rd of October 2018 for a contract of up to 1 to 5 years to procure a partner or consortium to develop the Dinosaur Army Museum in Sandown, what is the current status of the procurement?
Thank you for your question. I will ask Councillor Wakefield to respond to that one.
Thank you. Under the procurement process, the Council has recently published an invitation to tender to two prospective partners, and dates have been timetabled in December 2019 for dialogue to take place, which is intended to assist in the potential responses to the invitation to tender. The deadline for final tenders is the 10th of January 2020. The Council intends to announce the award of the contract in March 2020.
Thank you, thank you very much. Another written question from Mr. Nick Stewart from Horizon, and that is for the Council that he has brought to respond. Thank you. The leader of the government. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At the last full extraordinary general council meeting, the motion to Corsonbury scheme was replaced by an amendment to consider changing timing and possible turning off the lights at Coppins Bridge. We have seen no proposals or ideas or anything from the outside. I would like to ask the council to provide us, as per the written question, with details and information on what has happened with regard to the lights at Coppins Bridge, insofar as they affect, obviously, the roundabout scheme.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Peter will respond.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for your question. I might begin by expressing my disappointment that you weren't allowed to stand for the Liberal Democrat position of MP in this 4th election. Because I think the other way is to have the range of choices, whatever your political persuasion. But there we are, I understand you might be standing somewhat more locally. But in relation to your question in particular, can I confirm I have initiated with the officers a range of discussions about traffic management at Coppins Bridge. I've also engaged with the ward councillor, Councillor Price, who sits at the back there, not only on the question of traffic lights, but as many other residents will know, there are some challenges around just the flow of traffic down to Coppins Bridge and which lane you go. And so I've also put forward to officers some proposals about how that traffic flow can be better managed. That is ongoing, and I know Councillor Ward, who is sitting right there, thank you, is going to take that forward with officers, and we are then going to progress, as I said, on the work. In fact, this evening, certainly our group were discussing the implications of traffic lights and what you could or couldn't do in terms of a pilot or an experiment. So I thank all those that came forward with that, reassure you that it's ongoing, express my disappointment that those who would like to can't vote for you at the national election. Obviously, I'd encourage them to vote for the general sitting next to you. But from there, we will take it forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Is there supplementary, Mr. Stewart?
I'd like to thank Council Leader for replying to my question with some suggestions that initiatives with officers have gone ahead. I have to express my disapproval and real concern that sometime after St Mary's Roundabout has already been started, we have a public meeting, and quite a long time after that, we still have nothing to deal with problems and chaos that are coming at St Mary's Roundabout. Can you tell me anything that is likely to happen between now and Christmas?
So I think much of that we answered in the petition debate we're going to have, but I'll ask Councillor Ward, who's here, who could respond to your impromptu question.
The current works going on at the site of St Mary's Roundabout is programmed to finish on the 25th of December, and quite literally it is a preparation of the site for the installation of roundabouts and management of the coming flow traffic. So, and that will start on the 20th of December.
Thank you, Councillor Ward. Does anybody else wish to ask a question from the gallery? Yes, please. I'd like to come to the microphone. Say your name and ask your question, please.
Good evening. Thank you, Chair. My name is Fernanda Rebell. I did put in a slip, so I think that's with you. My question is regarding Eco Island. I was involved early in Eco Island, and I was in Greenwell. Listen. And I just wonder, recent developments make me wonder, and I've also heard rumors that Eco Island is being replaced by Smart Island. Is this true?
I haven't heard that Eco Island is being replaced by Smart Island. I'm aware of Smart Island, which is an initiative by some island residents to push forward the agenda of things like electric vehicles, better, and I'm sure you'll probably be joining them, at very much more economic use of the environment. And certainly this council, for a whole range of measures, is definitely on that road already. So I hope that that's probably something we can all agree on, then.
Thank you, Council Leader. Since David Green passed away, I hope his heritage will be realized. Also, more peer-reviewed science has shown that smart, in the form of smart meters and Internet of Things, 5G, etc., has certain dangers with it. It's untested, no health threat on mental impact assessments. It's not safe, it's not informed consent. So my question is this: will we work towards Eco Island, which is based on not smart, which ain't green and ain't ecological, but is based on wisdom and true ecological responsibility, as in joined up thinking and holistic action, which fights all pollution, including electromagnetic radiation?
Yeah, question, please.
So will we have wisdom, wise island? Thank you very much.
I think you'll find that much of what you're proposing, whilst not directly related to Eco Island, is contained within our environmental and climate action plan, which Councillor Hastings has been leading on, and if you contact him direct, I'm sure he will keep you updated.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. We have got another question registered. Cheryl Shepard, would you please ask your question?
I would like to ask if any members of the Council have done any of their own research or reading into the harmful effects from the radiation from 5G.
Do you
hear? I think I'm just looking around the room to see if any other members flagged a hand. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and I read myself from some work by reading in Denmark, and I know France also. So the answer to your question is yes.
You've read about the harmful. About the harmful effects.
Yeah, I don't say I agree with anything I read, because I'm very much from my background as like an evidence-based approach, but I have...
Yeah, so you've read the evidence-based research there.
Sorry,
there is...
Sorry, we all did receive an email from Ms. Diana Bell, which several reports came through, and every member did receive it.
Okay.
I'm sure it's up to them if they read it and for them to respond accordingly to it. I'm sure, you know, if you get in touch with each one individually, they might be able to tell you what they read and they understood from it.
Thank you.
So do you need to take this?
Thank you. Any more questions? Thank you. We'll go to item